Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Joe Cocker bringing this back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here in Woodlands, Texas at the Administaff Small Business Classic. Seventh year, consecutive year to be broadcasting from this event. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ed Kopf. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. And check out the website there on the internet. Just go there and use it to your little heart's content. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, check out our blog, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff there. And don't forget to take our poll question, too. We have a different poll question that we ask you to answer every week. We want to know what you think, and we'll get the information back to you in the next week after the poll's over with. We always do that in the newsletter and also on the show. Ed Kopf and I are talking about transitioning from being an entrepreneur, the founder, the gunslinger, the visionary, the go for broke kind of a person that you have to be to get a business started and get it off the ground. But then you have to make that transition to becoming a professional manager as the business settles down and you find out, you know, what you're all about, what your business is going to do. You kind of become comfortable with where you are in terms of your little spot in the marketplace. You then have to start managing a little more professionally. And Ed, you've been working with a company recently, quite old company on this kind of a thing, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a family business. Actually, there are two families that run the business, and they've been around and successful for about 100 years. And interestingly, they never made this transition. Didn't keep them from becoming $50, $75 million in revenue. So you can get pretty large without changing your style. But now in the fifth generation, they've reached a point where they were forced to recognize that to get any bigger, they will have to shift gears.
That's surprising. That's surprising to me that a company that old, 100 years old, would be able to survive without having made this change already.
Well, one of the things that's happened, actually, is that the top management has become increasingly irrelevant. And that may sound odd, but they recognize they have to bring in some technicians, so to speak, to run their distribution operation, to run their IT. And those people pretty much work on their own because their bosses have never figured out how to manage them. And they do the employees do a pretty decent job, although, and this is where the change finally got started, they complain incessantly that the owners keep interfering with what they do. And it's true, the owners, although they haven't kept up with the skills they need to run the company, well, they own it, so they intervene wherever they feel they want to. And the very well-trained and capable professionals became increasingly frustrated. And finally, the families had to face the fact that they were going to have to change their style if they were going to keep the key employees that they needed.
So you're saying their employees actually outgrew their management in terms of professionals.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. And now it's time for management to scramble and catch up. You know, one of the measures of this was that this company went through, I believe it was five vice presidents of sales and marketing in a 10-year period. They simply, vice president was a really capable guy or gal and pressing hard for change and improvement, they got rid of the vice president. And otherwise, the vice president got rid of them when they intervened, that is to say left, when they intervened too much in what he or she was trying to do. So they couldn't hold on to key people they needed.
Folks, if your situation is that you keep hiring really good people, people that you think are really good, And you can't understand, why aren't these people surviving? Why am I losing such good people? You've been thinking, what's wrong with people today? Well, you know what? It might be what's wrong with you today. Right,
that's
Ed?
Right. Yep. And, one of the things that also happens, and happened in this case, is that the current generation of leadership, when urged by their advisors and their friends to think about making some changes, and they got that message, they said, and I feel for this, they said, well, the way my dad did it was good
right.
enough for him, and it's good enough for
right.
me. They actually felt it would be disrespectful
wow.
to the older generation if they were to make any substantial change in the way they did.
Well, Ed, in the time we have left, what did you do with them? How'd you help them?
Well, interesting. They have actually successfully made the kind of change we were talking about. And it was one of the two partner families that said, we've got to get someone in here. This was
right.
not the one that was running things particularly. But we've
and
got
you,
to
and
get
you, so you brought,
here
you brought in a professional manager?
No, we got them to sit down. That is, to get the owners to sit down with their senior managers. And
yeah.
to get the senior managers to talk to them candidly about what was going on and to tell them what changes they thought they needed. And
yeah.
believe me, it wasn't smooth. But and some of the owners resisted, but the others really said, we've got to move forward in this way. And with a lot of effort, they were able to change.
Even though it's painful, folks, you've got to deal with these kinds of transitions. Ed, give us your website, please.
It's www.bmcassociates.com.
Thank you for being here, Ed. Good job today.
It is my pleasure. Always is.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
I'll take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.